In 2007, I was a delegate to a global summit of the Susan Komen Breast Cancer Foundation in Budapest. And at that summit, I met a woman who is from Romania, who is a breast cancer survivor. And through some other friends, we had some emails where I learned what the medical care was like in Romania and that there were doctors there who were trying very hard to provide good care but were having problems getting the equipment that they needed. And so I asked the doctors that I work for at the breast center whether or not they had any of the equipment that they might be able to spare. And they said, sure, we can send them some biopsy needles and how about a book on ultrasound, breast ultrasound. And we did. And then Dr. Kevin Pope, one of the radiologists at the breast center, said, I wonder if they would find any value in our coming there to kind of show them how we use these tools. And so that started our conversation. And Dr. Pope and I went to Romania then in 2008, in the fall of 2008, and met Dr. Koros and some of the other surgeons and physicians there.
And Dr. Koros, how did you met them during that visit in 2008? Is that correct?
Yes.
What can be gained through this sort of medical or professional exchange?
It's a lot of gain because we found and we learned many things about breast cancer, about preventing, about treatment. And, you know, these people help us to promote the newest technologies and in diagnosis of breast cancer and so on. So not just with knowledges, but also with devices, they help us. And this is very important for us. Because in Romania, the breast cancer, unfortunately, not like in the United States, almost two-thirds of women are in advanced stages of breast cancer. So prevention is very important for us. And Kevin Pope and Breast Center from Arkansas help us a lot in this field.
You speak English very well. Do you speak Romanian?
Not at all.
How does the communication between medical professionals of two different countries whose first languages are different, is there a common language that you can have in medicine?
Yeah. In medicine, there is common language for all doctors. So even if you do not know so well English, you can understand each other. Because we have the same thoughts, we have the same ideals to treat patients we are dedicated to our patients. So, you know, the medicine, it's everywhere the same, but we are not so well endowed that other states like yours.
Mm-hmm. Now, that was your first visit was in 2008.
Right.
When did you start working on your visit to Northwest Arkansas?
When did it start? I think in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
The first was Dr. Georgescu Radoș, who came here.
2009.
Yes,
this is actually the third visit of physicians from Romania. He came in 2009, and then in 2010, and he is a surgeon. And in 2010, then another surgeon and a radiologist came. And so this is the third visit, and we have Dr. Koros, who's a surgeon, and Dr. Roman, who is a medical oncologist.
What's the itinerary when you have guests from Romania here on a professional?
We are very fortunate that there are other health professionals who are willing to help kind of explain what goes on here. We have arranged for Dr. Koros to spend a couple of days in the operating room with some of the breast surgeons in the area, and Dr. Roman spent a few days with the medical oncologist here to find out how they serve patients.
Yeah, it was very fine for us because we saw the breast center where we have the chance, the possibility to assist some diagnostic procedures such as imaging, breast imaging, and breast biopsy, stereotactic breast biopsy. And then I've been in the Washington Regional Hospital, I think, and I have the opportunity to assist at some operation very interesting about breast reconstruction and sentinel lymph node biopsy. We we got a device, so-called NeoProbe, which is very useful for detection of sentinel lymph node. And so that's why we are here to train ourselves in this detection of sentinel lymph node. We thank you to Dr. Pope and the entire medical staff who donated us those devices.
Well, just that, again, it's part of the medical community that came together, and because they needed to purchase a new device, they were willing to donate to our friends in Romania this several thousand dollar instrument that will help to identify whether or not a patient needs to have chemotherapy or whether or not she has to have her lymph nodes removed surgically in Romania. And they have, again, the knowledge of how to perform this, but not the tools to be able to do it. And so now when they go back, they'll be able to perform this service,
yes,
for the women.
It was very useful for us.
Not an exaggeration to say that this sort of partnership, this sort of collaboration, can be the matter of life or death for somebody.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Absolutely.
An extension of the Hippocratic Oath, right?
That's true.
I'm no doctor. So if this is a silly question, forgive me. But if you are a surgeon or a doctor and you are with your peers in surgery, can you learn techniques or things?
New techniques? Yes, of course. You, as a doctor, you have to learn every day. You must be up to date. So, you know, it depends, because in surgery, the most important advances were made in technology. So as we do not have the technology, the latest technology as you have, for us it's very important to see how to use those devices. And yes, we learn every day. We have learned a lot here.
You and your colleague are here now. You've learned things, taking that equipment back with you, and then you can share knowledge learned here,
yes,
with,
of course,
colleagues in Romania.
Yes, you're right.
Will this be a relationship that continues, Northwest Arkansas and Romania?
Well, I think so. We have known each other now for...
We hope.
Yes, we hope so.
It was very fruitful till now, so yeah. Why not?
Why not? Exactly. We're talking about taking several physicians to Romania next spring as a possibility.
Yeah.
And we will continue this if it continues to be useful for our friends.
We will be very glad to see you in Romania again. Tomorrow morning.
Is there anything else we should know about this relationship, this partnership?
I like to mention that one of the things that I did when we went to Romania was to talk about advocacy and how important that is in helping them to continue to progress in their ability to help women. Several years ago, before we went, and breast cancer wasn't spoken of much in Romania, just like it was about 30 years ago in the United States. And so when I was there, I kind of focused my discussion on how can you bring breast cancer more to the public eye, and what will the benefit of that be? Well, that will be that the hospital administrators will have breast cancer on their mind. The politicians will have breast cancer on their mind. Women will have breast cancer on their mind. And that will help to advance their ability to continue to provide good care.
Unfortunately, the whole health system is on their mind. We have problems, you know, not just in breast field, but in other fields. Health care, it's not so good in our country. But not just in our country. I think everywhere there's a problem with health care, because the costs are very high, and truly you cannot decide who to benefit more than from the latest technologies and who not. Money is not enough in healthcare.